Radio Atlantic.
We have sunshine and 67 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high of 83 with north winds at 10 miles per hour. We did pick up just shy of a half inch of rain yesterday, 46 one-hundredths of an inch here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in news here on KJN. News is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of recent arrests. On August 13th, deputies responded to a report of harassment involving a Sydney man. The victim reported that 46-year-old Todd Charles Chapman of Sydney attempted to contact her over 140 times by phone and through numerous text messages. The victim reported her home was broken into twice, once while the victim was not present between 10th and 11th of August, and once on August 12th when the victim was home. Chapman was arrested and charged with burglary third degree, simple domestic abuse, stalking, trespassing, and harassment third degree. Chapman is being held at the Fremont County Jail on $8,300 bond. The second arrest was on August 15th at approximately 1:08 p.m. Deputies were called to a possible domestic disturbance in Tabor. A minor victim reported that 18-year-old Tristan Scott Emery of Tabor entered a home without permission and kicked in a locked interior door. Emery began a verbal argument with the victim and then left prior to arrival of law enforcement. He was later located and arrested in the 600 block of Center Street in Tabor. Emery was charged with burglary second degree, harassment second degree, and simple assault. He was taken to the Fremont County Jail and held on no bond. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
I don't go to Bridge Club anymore.
Anymore? I just sit out of discussions.
I used to love being the center of attention.
I don't enjoy jokes anymore. I always miss the punchline.
It's so embarrassing when I respond inappropriately. I usually just pretend to understand.
I just avoid noisy situations when, if we go out.
I think I've tried to hide it for a long time. But in doing that, I would just do a lot of nodding and smiling, and it's isolating and embarrassing sometimes.
At family gatherings, I mostly keep to myself.
Hearing is a social sense. It's what keeps us connected to family and friends. If you think you or someone you love may be suffering from hearing loss, make an appointment with ASI for a diagnostic hearing evaluation. Don't disconnect. Get your hearing checked. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, and Carroll.
In other local news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Wednesday of an Oakland man after being called to 105 South Main Street in Oakland for a disturbance. At 5:40 p.m., deputies arrested 40-year-old Jeremy Lee Miller of Oakland for domestic assault with injury and child endangerment. A road construction project on U.S. 30 east of the North Junction with U.S. 59 in Denison will require closing the roadway to traffic starting at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, August 22nd, until 3 p.m. Wednesday, August 29th, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Cherokee Construction Office. During the closure, traffic will be detoured around the work zone using 7th Street, Avenue C, Iowa 39, and U.S. 59. The Creston Police Department reports a couple of incidents on Thursday. At 7:54 a.m., a resident on North Division Street reported that sometime between 11:30 p.m. and 7:30 a.m., someone slashed a tire and smashed the windshield on her vehicle that was parked at the residence. Damage was estimated at $450. And then later that same evening, the same resident at 4:03 p.m. reported that the door to her residence had been kicked in. Damage in that incident estimated at $50. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest early Thursday at 12:54 a.m. Deputies arrested 37-year-old Alona Christine Anders of Henderson for obstruction of emergency communication. Anders was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on $300 bond. The economy is expected to continue growing in slowly in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but the ongoing trade disputes remain a concern. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says grain prices have fallen even lower since the trade disputes erupted. The overall economic index for the region increased slightly to 54.8 in August from July's 53.8. That score still suggests growth because it is above 50, while any score below 50 would indicate a shrinking economy. The confidence index remained in negative territory but did climb a bit in August. Farmland owners and tenants have an opportunity to get valuable information at a series of farmland leasing meetings hosted by Iowa State University Extension. Iowa State University Extension Regional Education Director Alan Ladd said the meetings are very timely with deadlines coming up.
Landowners in Iowa are restricted by Iowa code if they want to change tenants, or if tenants want to change landlords, notification must happen prior to September 1st. So we're coming up on that very quickly, and we have a lot of good information we want to share with everyone.
And meetings in our area coming up August 23rd in Carson and Shenandoah, and then August 24th in Mount Airy and Humiston. One meeting has already been held in Greenfield yesterday. Ladd said the same information is covered at each site.
It's the same material, and there's about a 100-page booklet that each individual will get, and that's part of the registration cost. And so it's a lot of good take-home information, and obviously there's like sample forms. If you're just using an oral contract with your tenant or your landlord, there's a written form that we use. There's also a lot of data from past history as far as cost of leasing land in Iowa, what the trends have been, and where we want to look at it. And, of course, with the markets, with the corn and beans, things fluctuate quite a bit. And so we want to make sure everybody has the most accurate and up-to-date information.
He wanted to stress that those meetings are not just for current landowners, and attendees are asked to register at least 2 days prior to the meeting they plan to attend, and there is a registration fee.
$20 per individual, or $30 for a couple or two people from the same family. And you can call the local extension office in Carson for that. Call the Eastpot office there in Oakland. Their phone number is 712-482-6449. Or in Shenandoah, we're using the Page County office for registrations at 712-542-5171. And also in Ringgold, they're at their office, 641-464-3333.
In state news, LaPorte City Police Chief Chris Brecker struggled to keep his composure Thursday afternoon as he opened a news conference by announcing human remains found in a creek this week are likely that of a teenager who's been missing for over 4 months.
We are confident that we are on the right path. We have had confirmation that what has been found is consistent with what we're looking for.
It's believed the remains are that of Jake Wilson, the 16-year-old autistic boy from LaPorte City who disappeared on the evening of April 7th. His stepfather reported Jake went for a walk to Wolf Creek and failed to return home. The remains were found on Tuesday by kayakers in an area downstream of LaPorte City, an area search teams had combed many times.
We had a couple recreational kayakers that were out and about. We've been in a position to where the weather has allowed the creek to recede substantially over the last couple of months. We believe this is what allowed the kayakers that were out on the water to locate this.
According to Brecker, it could take a couple of weeks for DNA testing to confirm what was found. He refused to speculate if Jake's apparent death was an accident or something else.
We're not in a position right now to make comment on any possibility of foul play.
At the close of the news conference, Jake's biological father attacked the boy's stepfather. The incident was witnessed by several reporters, and Brecker helped break up the two men. Mike Wilson was then charged with 2 counts of simple assault. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time, 8:11.
I don't go to Bridge Club anymore.
Anymore? I just sit out of discussions.
I used to love being the center of attention.
I don't enjoy jokes anymore. I always miss the punchline.
It's so embarrassing when I respond inappropriately. I usually just pretend to understand.
I just avoid noisy situations when... if we go out.
I think I've tried to hide it for a long time. But in doing that, I would just do a lot of nodding and smiling, and it's isolating and embarrassing sometimes.
At family gatherings, I mostly keep to myself.
Hearing is a social sense. It's what keeps us connected to family and friends. If you think you or someone you love may be suffering from hearing loss, make an appointment with ASI for a diagnostic hearing evaluation. Don't disconnect. Get your hearing checked. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, and Carroll.
Taking a look now at your Funeral announcements. Rocky Crowder, age 64, of Oakland, died Monday at home. A prayer service for Rocky Crowder will be held tonight at 5:30 p.m. at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland, followed by a visitation with the family until 8 p.m. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Clarence George Holtz, age 91, of Denver, Colorado, formerly of Avoca, died August 5th at Berkeley Manor Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence George Holtz will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Michael K. Lett, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Memorial services for Michael K. Lett will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. Jody I. Thielen, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday at St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Jody I. Thielen will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Larry D. Wonder, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Harlan. Memorial services for Larry D. Wonder will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Doreen D. Taylor, age 61, of Waxahachie, Texas, formerly of Walnut, died Sunday. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Doreen D. Taylor will be held on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. at the Pat Bowes Memorial Chapel of the Wayne Bowes Funeral Home in Waxahachie, Texas. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements on KJN, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.